on 1116 SEN. Crunch Time. Voted four times most outstanding radio show for Ringwood Mazda. When it comes to the crunch, you won't get a better deal.
Sends it back inside 50 again to full forward. Got out the back. There's Jack. Jack's out the back. And he puts it through.
Cold in that marking contest. But Casbolt's going to end up with naked roots the footy here, Casbolt. He's outside the 50.
Don't think. Just go back and launch.
Don't think too. Oh, and he's done. Have a look at that. Big Casbolt goes bang.
Here's Edwards on the run. Around the chicane on the pocket. And comes in and kicks the goal. Inside 50. Everett, a real sider. Must goal. Finally, they get one. Kicks the full forward for Carl. No, oh, Cruiser. Came late. You've got to pay that for a fire.
It's gone the other way.
No.
Oh, that's wrong. That's wrong. Troy Pennell. He's a good umpire. And the crowd have just watched it.
He didn't touch it. The Richmond bloke did not actually get a finger on it.
Delidio into the pocket. It was a good kick. Vickery Mark, he can go, sets a little opening, runs it on open goal. And Tyrone rams it through. Almost the mark, Delidio. Siren about to sound at the MCG. Thank goodness for that. We had a great match last night, a great contest. But unfortunately, tonight was forgettable. Richmond got the 4 points. That's about the most you can say. We saw a bit of Matty Cruiser starting to come into his own. A bit for Carlton to take away as well. Richmond, though, just a bit too good in the end. 10-11-71. Defeat Carlton, 5-11-41.
That wasn't pretty at all. Yeah, but we take the win and we move on, pretty similar to last week, really. It was just one of those games. We just couldn't quite get free at any stage. I thought we had opportunities to kick goals inside 50. Probably butchered a couple of inside 50 kicks, which, you know, we should have quite easily scored goals from, but just weren't clean enough, so we'll do some work on that.
The coaches demanded that his men deliver in the month of July, and last night they muscled their way to another important win. The coach himself, Damien Hardwick, will join us shortly.
I think Jebby is just about the best coach I've had. He's got a fantastic relationship with the players. I would love to see him stay on.
He's a great people person. He actually has a real good understanding of players and current day players. I can't really speak highly enough of him. I'd love him to get the job. I think he deserves it. Done a great apprenticeship under some really good coaches. Yeah, I think he deserves it.
Zach Tui and Kate Simpson last night. It might not have been pretty, but John Barker continues to garner support from his playing group. Is he the man? We'll put it to him a little later on Crunch Time.
One of the things that came out of the meeting was pretty clear from the playing group is that they want the coaches to coach them hard. Coming from the players, it's basically, it's permission from them to say, come on, let's put our shoulder to the wheel here.
Neil Craig, the attention of the football world continues to be fairly and squarely on Essendon. There's plenty of hard work to be done on and off the field for the Bombers. Their CEO, Xavier Campbell, will be our special guest in the studio.
Puts everything into perspective when something like this happens. Obviously, club and myself just wanted to make sure that everything was going right and the test needed to be done.
I feel like I could manufacture enough time to commit through to the end of this footy season. By that point, I think Adelaide will be really clear on where they're heading.
All I could say is if I was Bryce Gibbs, I'd be confused.
He is confused. You confused, Bucks?
Yeah, I don't know what to coach the players.
It's a club I barracked for when I was younger, supported throughout my junior development. Geelong was the best place for me to stay and play my football.
Been another huge week of news in the AFL. We'll discuss all the issues in the crunch, and our Saturday spotlight is the focus turns to the sling tackle. It's another big edition of Crunch Time with thanks to Ringwood Mazda. When it comes to the crunch, you won't get a better deal. Heading north, folks, so I'm in the chair today with some of the great men of football. A lot to get through. Fairly forgettable here last night, but important for Richmond. Damien Hardwick, as already said, is going to join us in a little over 10 minutes' time. The coach of the Tigers, David King, Dermot Brereton, and Mark Robinson all here. We'll start with you, Robbo. How are you, mate?
I'm very, very good. I've just recovered from last night's game. I went from Thursday night thinking how great is our wonderful game, and how proud and happy I was for Port Adelaide and Collingwood. Sitting down and watching last night's game, and I didn't have the same feeling, but that's okay. We can have some poor games onwards and upwards, and we've got, I reckon, six magnificent games of football to be played today and tomorrow.
We'll work our way through all of that. Kingy, that first half last night was about as bad
as it gets, I reckon.
It was horrible, wasn't it? And look, something's got to change. We really have to change something in our game. I'm not sure what it is, Robbo. I know I read your article yesterday, Dermot. It was fantastic regarding stoppages. The game is in just constant stoppage after stoppage for long periods of time now. And the fans are not getting value for their money anymore.
God.
That's the number one issue.
There was no noise in the crowd last night for the first
There's nothing to watch.
There's no highlights.
There's nothing to watch.
It sucks the energy out of the place.
45 seconds, Doom. You right? A stoppage every 45 seconds.
Well, good morning, guys. We had 91 stoppages last night. Play goes. True footballing play time, 80 minutes. So do the maths. We're inside 60 seconds, a stoppage. There is no wonder that we are getting people say, oh, the modern day big midfielder. Of course they're bigger, because they have to be if they're going to 90 of these things and they're getting banged up. You've got to be bigger. The little lithe Gary Wilson, well, someone like Gary Wilson would always survive no matter what era.
Yeah,
but could you
point.
Imagine banging up Gary Wilson, Johnny Platt, and those types of little champion rovers from Michigan. Imagine them going to 91 stoppages and letting Nathan Fyfe take a run up at him 90 times a game.
It's funny. I mean, there's a lot of criticism of Thursday night's umpiring. I completely disagree. I thought the umpiring on Thursday night was magnificent.
They got a couple of blues.
No,
Cruiser mark was a season.
Thursday night.
But there was only 15.
That's what I mean.
You can't seriously tell me that there was only one free kick in 38 minutes of footy.
No, there probably wasn't. But
that's my point.
No, but the umpire, I thought the umpire said, righto, you're going to get the ball today. You're going to earn it. Because it was wet and sliding. And you could pay 100 free kicks or pay 15. And I think the umpires made the right decision. The ticky touch with, the arm was over the shoulder as you ran past or slid in and your forearm was touching his neck.
I can understand, but you've taken it to an nth degree. Yeah. You said you're going to pay 100 or 15. I would just say to you, just pay the right ones.
Yeah.
Well, I thought they did.
I reckon they missed.
There's 20 under
at least half of them.
Yeah.
I reckon they could have doubled up on 15 at least.
Yeah. The AFL average is 35.
Yeah.
15 on Thursday night and 55 last night.
There's something wrong somewhere.
So they've hit the average.
They're on the average. Well, do they affect each other? When you're out on the ground and you're an umpire, we used to say, just be consistent, umpire. That was when there was only one or two and they collaborated in the middle of the ground before every bounce and whatever. Now there's three. Do they affect each other in terms of, I just saw the way he's adjudicated that I must fall into line with him to give the players a chance.
Consistency.
And some consistency. And so they end up feeding off each other and the mood.
Possibility, Derm. I reckon that's a really good argument.
How do you get stoppages out of the game, though? Let's get back to the original point. What do you do to change the game?
The point I liked about Thursday, which we started with the stoppages, it was slog footy and it was flow on, and some of the passages of play where it required, seriously, 100 acts of desperation from everyone was the beauty of our game. And the umpire let it go. And no one got hurt. No one. It was.
I will say to you, I agree with you. In theory, better to not pay free kicks for something you think you might see.
Yes.
But I still reckon if you see it, blow it.
Yeah. A former Crunch Time, one of the original Crunch Time members, Grant.
That'd be Tomo.
Well, you mentioned his name.
Tomo's a great fellow. And Tomo, he used to lament that they play incidental contact free kicks.
Yep.
And I thought last night's game, the Richmond Carlton game, there were incidentals played. When you say, okay, there's a little bit of a touch, but that doesn't mean you have to stop the game and say, it's your kick.
If you don't pay free kicks, you'll end up with 150 stoppages a week.
By people piling in.
We had 141 on Thursday night. 141. So we're saying, okay, we're going to take stoppages out of the game and we're not going to pay free kick. Mate, that will not happen. You cannot have it both ways.
Mm.
You can't. The umpires now wait so long to pay a free kick for holding the ball or illegal disposal or dragging the ball in or the second player holding the ball in that it stops the game. I actually think they've got to pay more free kicks to keep the game in motion because we're being robbed of minutes. We're just slowly losing minutes. 141 stoppages Thursday night.
The pity
it was
of it,
in rain. It was raining.
141.
I didn't know that. Oh, I thought it was a great game of football.
You know, the pity of the game. I know whether
every
you guys,
35 seconds.
Whether you guys would agree, but there were a couple of moments in the second half last night where Dusty was one out. One at the arc of 50 where it was a great one-on-one battle with Zach Tui, and he got him.
Yep.
And the one in the goal square when it came over the top. And yeah, it was just, that's the sort of footy you want. How, whatever you can do to create, there was a couple of really good marking where Rance and Rance got Henderson and Rance got Casbolt and Casbolt got Rance a couple. Those are the one-on-one contests that from the bygone era you want to see more of, and yet the game, it doesn't allow players to play footy like that
well,
anymore.
Here at the ground last because night, I looked up at for often with a view to this and view to what we would be talking about, I'd look at one end of the ground, but the ball was somewhere at one of the stoppages, and yeah, we had plenty of them to take time out and look at and scan the field. So in Richmond's forward line, they anchored three forwards, three backmen against them. In Carlton's forward line, they had three forwards, three defenders against them. Occasionally, one end might drop somebody as an extra. Mm. So we had, and it was a true group around the stoppage, 23 or 24 players within 15, I'd say, to 20 metres
from the ball.
Of the ball, of the ball up. 24, two dozen players.
So you can change that, can't you? Can't you change that? Can you, if Alan you want to, can you change that?
Alan Richardson was on the coach's corner on SEN last night, and he spoke about...
We've all gone back to World of Sport, those coaches' boxes.
Where's the coaches' boxes? Yeah. What's it called?
You've gone back. You got coaches' corner. Was when Lou used to call him in on a Sunday to what the old World of Sport. Right.
The most famous being Peter McKenna.
Peter McKenna with Yabby.
After Lee Matthews dropped Neville Bruns.
Yeah.
Ooh. Tommy, that was horrible that day.
And Jacko went berserk.
Yeah, that was a horrible weekend.
Played but, that
remember when he threw it back? Because, Peter McKenna, he threw the one back at Jeansy. There was a bit of back and forth there.
Yep.
And it got, do you remember? You're probably too young to remember this. He threw one back at McKenna about, I know what, remember the day you did that?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
It was really spiteful.
It's funny because those two actually quite liked each other and respected each other. We're getting off track here.
We are, but that's
footy. But the point being...
I feel like Wolsey should be here, reminiscing with Wolsey. Oh,
get the music out. I can't, now you've lost, I've lost topic.
Yeah, sorry.
What were we talking about?
We're talking about Alan the stoppage at 23-24. Alan Richardson came into the coach's box.
And he spoke about, not grids on the park, but you got to stay in your area. And he wasn't really dismissive of it. I think these coaches, and led by Phil Walsh, who's always wanted, who took interest in how the game looked. I think the coaches do. And I think we've got to a stage now, as much as I love footy, the coaches have to be involved in this.
Coaches are concerned as to the aesthetics of footy in the games they're not coaching.
No, that's fine, but that's why they've all got to get together.
And they will toe the line as long as it's blanket for everyone. They're not just going to come out and create beautiful football just for their team.
Well, Richardson didn't totally dismiss it.
What happens, Derm, if we pay a free kick like every other code does, when last team to touch the ball, when it goes outside the boundary, between the arcs?
1960...
Just between the arcs.
Was it 1969 we went from Johnny Beckwith can kick the ball over the boundary line and it's not a free kick. It turned to a free kick. It was either 67 or 69.
People used to boot the ball 40 metres into the crowd.
Well, that's a little bit like rugby union.
I need to look at that.
Yeah, so...
I'm not opposed to that.
That was a huge, huge turning point in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Are we on the edge of another rule change, such as Kingy says, about whoever touches it last? You say between the 250-metre arcs?
Between the arcs, yeah.
Whether that might be...
Wouldn't change our game one bit, except that it'd make it a little bit faster, a little bit more random, less stoppages.
People have to stay away from the ball.
More movement with the ball. That's what it is.
You've got to go through the corridor more. We get more highlights. We get more scores.
something to think about. Crunch time for Ringwood Mazda. When it comes to the crunch, you won't get a bet to deal. Maybe we can put that to Damien Hardwick on the other side of the break when the Richmond coach joins us.